Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Welcome to another radio program. I didn't say good. I just said another radio program. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It'll be awesome today. Ronnie Dunn, singer from Brooks and Dunn, will be in today. Friday morning conversation. And on Monday, Cody Johnson will be in. So we're rocking with great guests. Got a great little cast of characters today. I don't know. It sounds like a 50s radio show. Everybody good?
Yeah.
I want to do some updates, though. Ray, hit me with that.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
I had a lot of questions from listeners going, what's the update on this? So I have a whole list of things we're going to update somewhat quickly. First, Eddie took an Uber. The Uber driver said, nah, let's not go the way you want. Let's go this way. Turns out it was the wrong way.
He ignored the GPS.
And he said he would mail you the money that you were out.
Because Uber charged me $20 more than what I had expected I was going to pay.
And you said he's going to mail it to you. What's the update?
So he said he was going to mail a check. And I checked the mailbox. Well, I didn't get a check.
Okay.
But I got a letter, an envelope in the mail. And in the envelope, Bones, is $20.
Oh, wow, cash.
Cash.
Wow.
So you guys doubted the Uber driver.
We did. Not him. We doubted the human race.
Yes, the human race. But he did not. He proved you guys wrong. He dropped off cash.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah.
And everybody knows what $20 does.
Makes you holler.
And you hollered, didn't you?
Oh, dude, I hollered.
Okay, all right. Hit it again.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Raymundo's trying to raise as many votes as possible. Like, I guess raise is the word. You're trying to get us to all vote for you for something happening in our company?
Yes, iHeartVegas. You guys can get me a free trip. And Scuba's done it. Morgan hit me up. She did it. And some guy on the East Coast, Gizmo, I think his name is, he said he's in the company. He voted for me, too.
Shout out. If somebody will give me or log into something, I will do it right now.
I did it. Oh, I did it. Okay. I did it.
Wait, they have?
Yeah man, we're in.
Yeah, oh, you
man,
done it, Mike?
We're voted. In.
Can you just vote for me? Like, from me, Mike? Okay, he says he can. Okay.
He can.
Okay, so, Ray, you have my vote today as well.
I think that's a pretty good number right there. I don't know anybody that can muster more than that.
Oh,
honestly.
No, people can get a whole sales office to do it. That's why we need other people. If you're listening right now and you work for a company, go and vote for Ray. What do they write your name as?
Right, that was the problem.
Linked. You have like 8 names, Sizzin.
Exactly. I voted for Sizzin, so I don't know if that's going to work.
No.
No. Oh, boy.
Well, the votes are going to be split between Ray and Sizzon. One of them will get to go. Well,
who do you... What's the name you want us to vote for?
Ray.
Ray Slater.
Yes.
Okay.
What would you like me to write when it says, why do you think they should win?
That's a good question.
Hard worker. Dedicated producer.
Mm-hmm. I said hardest worker.
I said
on
he
the
stresses over his job, so he needs to relax.
Yeah, Ray gets here at 1. He didn't give you a 4:30. Yeah. Anyway, Ray, we're voting. We're getting it going.
Or put like, he'll be fun to party in Vegas with.
Don't put that. Don't put that.
That's not going to win.
That's not going to win. Somebody's going to see that and be like, what an idiot. Okay, so we're raising votes. When do they have a winner on that, Ray?
They said middle of August.
Okay, let's update.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Amy saved a tick in her freezer. Why?
Well, I pulled it out of my arm and I quickly Googled because I'd never been bitten by a tick before. What do I do with it? And I read that if you put it in a Ziploc bag in the freezer, you can mail it off to get tested for Lyme disease.
Now, have you been feeling anything that you think could be Lyme disease?
Well, the tick bite itched for, I mean, like 9 weeks.
Good. Wow, that is a long time. Like, I was going to make a joke. Well, yeah, a bite itches, but 9 weeks is a long time.
Yeah, no, it was raised from the skin. It didn't look good. Like, to me, all signs were pointing to something's wrong. So I found a company. I mailed it off, and it took forever to hear back. So I kind of felt like, where did I send this and $75? Because I thought I got scammed again.
Here we go.
But I got the results, and it tested negative for Lyme.
Good. Yes.
I didn't pay for other tests. I only paid for that one. So it might have been infected with something else. Don't know.
Well, it leaves a bit open, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not paying to test for it. It was $75 per test.
What else might you have?
<I don't know.
laughs> Okay, so you don't have Lyme disease. That's good. All jokes aside,
it's a
we were worried
thing.
About that. Yeah, because it itched for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's that update. Give me another one.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Lunchbox and I bought a storage unit online. We saw it. We saw there were some shoes in it. There was some. When we opened it and got in there, there was actually some stuff that probably were illegal and we haven't talked about yet. We will at one point.
Yeah.
Well, how much did we spend total on the unit?
$210.
What have you started? What have you started to do?
I listed 2 pairs of shoes online, and I didn't get any bids because I had them too high. I had them at $200 a piece, and so then I went down and did it $19.99 each. And boy, did we get bids! Ding, 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 ding. And both pairs of shoes have sold.
So total between both, how much do we sell both shoes combined for?
We sold it for $260.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Come on.
You made profit.
Wow, so we're already
in the black.
Wow.
Yeah, so, shoes.
But we have, well, 2 pair.
There
you're
go.
Not selling them 1 shoe at a time.
You're right, you're right. My fault.
2 pairs.
So, but we have more shoes to
we
sell.
Have, and listen, I still think we have the best pair of shoes. There's a pair of Jordans in there. They're black, white, and red. I think they're the best pair we have. Clean. I didn't want to put those up first. I want to get people in the water, and they're going to be waiting for us to put more shoes up.
Why are you going to get them in the water?
You want to chum them?
Yeah,
the chum in the water.
Yes.
It's on the chum.
Throwing the, you know, first pair, couple pairs.
That's really not how it works. But
hey, let me tell you, one person, the first pair of shoes, they wanted to sign them. Everybody on the show, so.
Oh, so you sold it. So
I didn't. No, I didn't put the link. They found it.
I like it. You know what? What, Scuba, what are you yelling?
He put the Instagram story. He put a link up there. He's like, vote for my, buy my shoes.
Lunch.
That's how people found it.
Nah, you know, people were sending me like, hey, I think I found your shoes.
No, you put a
you
link
know what?
Up.
I won't stand for it. We'll sign them.
Like, the guy hit me on eBay and was like, hey, if I buy these, will the show sign them? I think this is you, Lunchbox. And I was like, yeah, it's me.
Is it because it was Lunchbox? Your name was Lunchbox 68 plus one?
No. Mine is selling storage.
But we made a profit, and we have 2 more pair of shoes to sell.
A lot more than 2.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
So let's make all of our money and then decide what to do with it. Do we go all in on the lottery?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Don't go down.
I love that.
I don't think that's the best idea either.
What were the other ones?
But if we do that, I say scratch offs.
Yeah, scratch offs. I like it.
Do we do all that or do we buy another unit?
I mean, that's what I'm
saying.
And
try to flip the prop.
That's business.
So let's talk about
reinvest it.
Yep.
Maybe open a brick and mortar.
Of what?
All our stuff that we find in these.
No.
Storage unit.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
All right, there you go. Those are your updates coming up in a little bit. Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, and we will also play 2 Truths and a Lie and try to get a winner for $5,000. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I just grounded my 16-year-old son for the rest of the summer after finding out he was fired from his job and has been pretending to go to work, but instead has been playing video games at his friend's house. Mm. I only found out when another mom, whose son worked with my son, told me what had happened. He apparently showed up to work drunk, and when they told him to go home, he refused. So now I know he was drinking underage and being completely disrespectful to adults. I told him he couldn't leave the house and socialize with friends for the rest of the summer and possibly into the school year. My husband was on board with the punishment. Did I go too far? Do you think my punishment was too harsh for my son's crime? That is signed Cheryl. I don't have kids. So first off, I'm going to say that, but I have a lot of opinions. So I don't have kids, but I have a lot of opinions about kids. But I also wasn't a troublemaker. I never got in trouble, ever. I didn't get in trouble until I was an adult, and I was like, let me see what boundaries I can push in my career. Eddie, you have a teenage son.
Gosh.
How old is he?
My son's 14.
So he's nearish.
Yeah, he's 16, huh?
Same guy. So what do you say to her being someone with a teenage son?
Man, you know where my mind went. I just hate hearing that story, but I thought the rest of the summer ground is that's minimum. That's whatever. I mean, yeah, you have to do that. Absolutely.
Oh, minimum. Goodness.
Minimum the rest of the summer. Man, I'm thinking GPS at this point, but you got to be open about it. Say, hey, look, we've lost your trust.
Like a bracelet?
Oh, I'm going to see like, everywhere you're going now. Everywhere you go.
Like prison, home confinement?
I'm going to know.
Holy
moly. Oh, and why, you ask, I'm doing this? Because you lied to us, and now I don't trust you.
Which part's the biggest? Is it that the fact that he got fired it didn't say, or the fact that it was drinking on the job?
Oh, gosh. The drunk at 16 is a big one.
You ever drunk at 16?
Eddie?
Stop.
16, no. I think 17 was my first.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Drinking at 16 could lead to, like, just a wrong path.
But 17 is okay. But
17
is 16. Listen.
Eddie,
I'm going to say again, I've never had a drink, so I'm going to say this is somebody has no knowledge, but isn't that normal?
Yeah.
16-year-olds,
right? 16, I don't think is normal.
Eddie, I think he has revision, what do they call it?
Revisionist history.
Revisionist history. Like, you grew up in South Texas, and you're telling me you didn't drink until you were 17.
17.
Okay.
I think you're lying for this email, say.
No, I am not lying.
Because
his kids might hear this.
Stop it, Amy.
Okay, so if he were 17, would it be different?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit just because I started drinking at 17.
Yeah, then you can't say it. Yeah. Okay, Amy, go ahead.
Okay. No, the rest of the summer is honestly not that long. I know it sounds weird, but school is starting back in a couple of weeks for most people in the country. So I feel like that is appropriate. And then you need to sort of evaluate y'all's relationship. Like, why is this something that he didn't feel safe telling y'all? Yes, he showed up to work drunk, which is absolutely irresponsible and wrong and completely disrespectful. But the honesty thing and him not feeling like he could come to you and say that, like, do you want to cultivate a relationship where he could be honest with you? And so a harsh, harsh, harsh punishment isn't going to give him that space
to
feel like he's safe with you.
You don't need space, right?
No,
you don't deserve space.
I think there's a fine line of yes, absolute punishment, and he does need to pay that price, but then also some grace for like, hey, you know, if you're in a situation, like, you can come to us and we can help you through it.
Well, that'd be tough for any 16-year-old boy. I don't care how healthy the family mother-son dynamic is. That's tough for a 16-year-old boy. But what's that? Eddie take away his bed? Wow, that's a big punishment.
I like that.
No lunch for 8 months? Wow.
Yeah, you want to know what jail's like? There you go. Here's a sample.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say, Mom. Cheryl, if I were a judge and this came in front of me, and of course this is not a crime, what's the rest of his record look like? Has he screwed up before? Big? Is this the first offense? First big offense? If so, I'm probably going to go a little lighter. He's going to get in trouble, obviously. He shouldn't have lied to you. He shouldn't have been drinking on the job. He luckily got caught and fired and didn't get caught because he got drunk and crashed into somebody.
That's good. Yeah.
Like, there are some fortunate things that have come from this, and there are some things that you can learn from any situation. And I think if this is his first offense like this, there is some punishment into summer. Fine. You're the mom. You know your kid. But I don't think it's too far, but I do think you can have that. All right, we trust you again because you've given us no reason to not trust you other than this one time. Empower him a bit. And then if that doesn't work, then go full Eddie. But right now,
yeah,
I say
empower
him. You're disappointed and you're mad. But in life, everybody screws up. And it's about getting a second chance. So if he doesn't have a record, then I think you can get out of this pretty easily, and he comes away a better kid from it. All right. There we go.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't have kids, so I just say crap.
No,
I'm
going to
be honest
stuff.
With
that's
you.
Good
okay,
stuff.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right. Just don't think. I think I know everything. I don't have kids, but I feel like I do know everything. All right. All right, there you go. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Devin Linden is a mom from Bentonville, Arkansas, and every week she takes her two kids to swim practice. Well, on one particular day, her kids were having a complete meltdown. Like, it was just one of those days where, as a mom, she was just trying to hold it together and was about to burst into tears as she was trying to get her kids out of there. When a complete stranger came up to her out of nowhere and handed her a note of encouragement that said, "Your life and purpose is huge. Life is so precious. Each day is a gift, so make it count. Enjoy." And she thought, well, that's a really nice note. But then she got in her car and opened it up further, and there was a $100 bill inside.
Oh, this got real.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
And so she just saw it as a sign of how, you know, she wants to evaluate her life and this next decade for her, and who does she want to be, and how does she want to show up in the world. And she says, this is who I want to be. I want to be like this person that spreads kindness.
What if somebody gets $100 randomly?
Yeah.
Be nice.
In the store. Dang, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because at first I thought, well, this note doesn't sound like they wrote it right then. But what they did is they put money in it too. You know, I did a Bobbycast with JT Harding, who wrote a bunch of number one songs. He found out his dad later in life because he had been adopted with somebody famous. He had been through all these different struggles. So he wears these really loud suits and he performs a lot. And he wears these suits that have like smiley faces or alligators or something. And I was like, hey, where'd you get these suits, man? And he told me. And he said, yeah, you just go and buy them. They're not that expensive. They're like $88. And he goes, I wear them until they fall apart and I get another one. But I always remembered him from the suits. I actually saw him out. Caitlin and I were working out one morning at some gym and we come out and he's there, but he's not in the suit. And I'm like, the suit guy! It's a long time ago. And so I get home a couple days ago. We did this interview like 3 weeks ago. And I get a note and it said, he has my address because he came over to my house to do the podcast. And he says, I hope it's not creepy. I sent you this letter to your home address, but you gave it to me. And he said some really nice things. And there was a $100 bill in there. And I was like, is he paying me to do the podcast? And he goes, hey, they wouldn't let me get you a gift card for a suit, but you should get one of these suits. And I thought it was just super nice. Yeah, I thought it was super nice that he did that. That's a good story, Amy. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You just don't want to get boned, you know? That's what this game is.
No.
If you missed the question, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
It's easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. If you're listening at home right now, how long can you last? All right, here we go. Number one, Amy, how do you say the number one in Spanish?
Uno.
Correct.
Muy bien.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Categories, numbers. How many members would you find in a duo?
Two.
Correct. Eddie, how many wheels does a tricycle have?
Ooh, three.
Correct. Morgan, how many sides does a square have?
Four sides.
That's correct. Okay, so Eddie's winning the season with two wins.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Amy's got one. Lunchbox has got one. Morgan's present.
Yeah.
She's here. I'm just here for the party, okay?
Yeah, she's here. She's present. If you miss it, you're out. Eddie's wearing a tiara if you're watching us right now.
Very sparkly.
That's what the champion wears. Okay. The category is famous U.S. landmark locations.
Love it.
Amy, I'll give you the landmark. You tell me the city.
Okay.
The Gateway Arch.
The Golden Gate. I mean, I know where the arch is. Is it called the Gateway Arch? This is the arch. We went. I've been to it.
What city is the Gateway Arch in?
I just don't want to answer too quickly because last time I answered too quickly, it got me out.
It's round two. Feel free to answer quickly. That should be really easy.
Okay, well, then it's just got to be the arch. And it's St. Louis.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Lunchbox, what city is the National Mall located?
The National Mall?
Do you guys know this one?
Yeah,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Morgan, you don't know?
I have a guess, but...
National Mall. I didn't know we had a National Mall.
Forever 21. It's like the National Forever 21.
Oh, yeah. No.
Spencer's. Okay. The National Spencer's.
I'm going. This has to be... Oh, my God. I'm gonna.
Dillard's.
No, that's Mall of America.
That's a good one.
I guess Washington, D.C. has
that's
to
correct.
Be.
We'll take it.
He was thinking real mall.
He was thinking the biggest mall in America.
Like, what in the world?
Eddie, what city is Madison Square Garden located?
That's in New York City.
Correct. Morgan, what city would you find the Space Needle?
Seattle.
Correct. The next category is moon landing.
Ooh.
Oh.
Amy, who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. Lunchbox, who was the second person to walk on the moon?
The only other guy that I know that's been on the moon is Buzz Aldrin.
Correct.
Don't ask me the third. don't ask me who the
who
third
was
person
piloting,
was.
Piloting them in the
what
ship?
Did they famously leave planted on the moon?
The U.S. flag.
Correct. Morgan, finish the blank. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for blank.
Mankind.
Correct. Okay, good. We got through that one. I'd like to shout out Mike for writing that category. That's a good one. It's different. It's what he does here. All right, next up, 90s catchphrases. I'll give you the catchphrase. Tell me the show.
Okay.
Amy. Hello, Newman.
What?
Hello, Newman.
90s. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. Am I doing it okay?
No,
doing
great.
Nailed
okay.
it.
Okay.
Good, good.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. Ish.
It's clearly a show I didn't watch. Oh, Newman. Newman? Hello, Newman? Oh, my gosh. The Simpsons.
Guys, do you know it?
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy. Here's the sound you don't want to hear.
You've been booed.
Lunchbox, over to you.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, who wants to be a millionaire?
That's correct. Good. Woo! Eddie, yeah. You got it, dude.
Ooh, Full House.
Correct. Morgan.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Oh, that's Steve Urkel. This Family Matters.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
All right, three remain. Amy's eliminated. Let's go.
I got this.
The category is toy. Eddie, you feel
okay,
good?
Let's go.
Once Amy's gone, you got
this
it.
This is the best case scenario for me.
Okay, all right.
Toys or games? Wait, he's complimenting
me. I know he's
you.
Complimenting me, but still it's
Amy,
annoying.
You're good.
So I want
next up,
Morgan
toys or games. Lunchbox, invented in 1993 by Ty Warner. These small, understuffed animals are affordably priced. What's the name of the toy?
Beanie Babies.
Correct. Eddie, what's the name of the popular military action figure that was a real American hero?
G.I. Joe.
That's correct. Morgan, what's the name of America's first working toy oven introduced in 1963?
An Easy Bake Oven.
That's correct. Let's go. Next round. Next round.
Good job.
The category is country music.
Yes.
Lunchbox, Break Up With Him was what country band's first number one in 2015?
Oh my gosh.
Old Dominion.
Correct.
Wow.
At Folsom Prison and at San Quentin, live albums from what icon?
Me?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Correct. Morgan, what was the name of the movie that George Strait started in 1992 and he played a character named Dusty?
Oh, I watched it recently in the last few years. Oh gosh.
George Strait, 1992. He played a character named Dusty.
I can see him. It was a very young George Strait. I was like, oh, he's attractive. Yes.
Okay,
good. Yes.
Answer
gosh.
The question.
I don't know what it's called. Country Again.
Country Again's her answer, and wow, you're wrong.
So close.
Boner! Do it again, Ray. I spoke over it. Boner!
You've been booed.
All right, Morgan, you're out of there. You're out of there. All right. Two people remain.
Pure country.
Pure country.
Yeah. Hey, I got country. Yeah. That's all I got.
You really jumped out there to get that word country, Morgan. Yeah. Lunchbox and Eddie.
Yeah.
Lunchbox. What color whale is the largest animal on Earth? What color whale is the largest animal on Earth?
Has to be a blue whale.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh! I was like, I don't know if they're really blue, though. That's the only thing I've heard of is a blue whale. Are they really blue?
Mm-hmm. What?
They're really blue, though?
I think
they're
kind of gray, but...
I'm colorblind. Don't ask me.
Okay. Sorry.
Eddie,
come
what's
on.
It called when there are no more of one kind of animal left on Earth?
Extinct.
Correct. Lunchbox, what animal sticks out its tongue to smell the air?
Huh?
What animal sticks out its tongue to smell the air?
A frog.
That is incorrect.
You've been boned.
But that's a temporary bone. It's a possible bone. Eddie, if you get this, you win. The answer is a snake.
I guess a frog might.
There's no I mean. That's the answer.
Yeah, there's no I mean. Yeah, there's no. Yeah. Eddie, for the win.
Come on. Come on, Bones.
What land animal can open its mouth the widest?
Whoa. Land animal. You want me to say alligator or crocodile, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with a hippo. You're seen them.
You're not saying a crocodile or alligator.
No. The hippos, man, their mouths go real wide. Give me a hippo.
How you feel about that lunchbox? If you miss it, you're back in.
I don't think I'm in anymore.
You think you got it?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
I'm just like...
He's really sad.
I mean,
this is sad.
I mean, a hippo has a big mouth, so I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Hungry hippo.
Hungry, hungry
hippo.
Oh, that's
it. That's why.
Hungry, hungry hippo. Happy, happy Eddie. Hippo is right!
Yeah!
He wins again!
Woo! I told you, dude. As soon as Amy got out, I'm like, I got
this. There he is, Eddie.
Yeah, way to go. Yay.
Eddie wins again.
I just say that to make him mad.
All right.
You didn't know my answer.
Here's a voicemail from Miranda, who lives in Arkansas.
I know how much you guys love Sonic, but there's one Sonic attraction I think you guys might want to check out. In Denton, Arkansas, we have the Sonic Ditch. It has its own Facebook page, the Highway 5 Sonic Ditch. It's on Google as a tourist attraction. There is this ditch, and it just eats cars on a daily basis. So check it out.
People accidentally pull into this ditch because it's a little tricky pulling in and out, and they're in the ditch, and it's hilarious. And it's usually people from out of town. It's not hilarious if it happens to you, but it's so many cars have gone into this ditch. You know a good Sonic whenever you go into it and you don't almost hit the screen with your side view mirror.
Yeah.
Some of them are packed so tight.
Yeah.
You got to really be careful.
It's tough.
And so a good Sonic, you have plenty of room and they don't have a big ditch. Although that's a pretty good Sonic. But yeah, there are a lot of pictures of that thing. Here is Diana from Texas.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Good morning, studio. Just letting you know I'm watching Snake in the Grass and I'm already confused. 15 minutes in, they all are sus. But my question, I have a question. Why didn't Lunchbox get on this show? I think he'd be great at it. Anyway, love you guys.
I was approached about doing an episode with the whole show.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Let's go.
I don't know how real it is, and we don't even know if the show's going to do well yet because of it did well on NBC that first night, but they didn't really promote it, and it was still the second highest rated show the whole night on all the networks, only behind AGT, which was the lead into it. So the show did really well, but it goes to USA on Monday. And if there's a second season, I think they're going to want me to suggest a couple different themes. And so we talked about doing an episode with the show members.
Wow.
Let's make sure the show gets a second season.
Yeah, let's
I
go.
I mean, we need to make sure this
you
happens.
Need to, so you need to tell, so our listeners can do two things. One, then go to Peacock and stream it. That'd be awesome for the show.
Yes.
And then secondly, watch it on USA at 11:10 Central on Monday night.
Let's get the top of the ratings, man. The number one.
So now you're in. You really didn't care that much,
and
but now
and
you
then
do.
Write the producers and say, we need to be on.
No, we're not. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A girl asked people online if it's normal to eat earwax and eye crust because her boyfriend is doing this and she is personally disgusted, but he thinks she's being unreasonable and that most people do this.
I'm glad you brought it up. I've had it on my list to talk about for a couple days. I just couldn't because it was
it's
gross
disgusting.
To me.
So gross.
And I didn't want to gross out our listeners, so I'm glad Amy did because that ain't on me. So he eats his earwax and his eye crust.
Yeah, like when he wakes up.
I can't imagine that tastes good, though.
No.
Now, if we go to our expert, we're checking in with our expert Lunchbox. You eat, for example?
Toenails, fingernails.
So, but you take your toenails. Like, walk our listeners through what you do when you clip your toenails.
So, I don't really clip them. I usually use my fingers and rip them off.
So gross.
And then I line them up on my thigh, usually my right thigh, as I'm watching TV and just kind of eat them as a snack.
Does your wife know this?
Yeah, she's there.
Okay.
Does she like it?
I don't know if she likes it. And sometimes, like, I use them as a floss. Like, if you get something in your teeth.
A toothpick.
Toothpick. There you go. You use the...
It sounds gross. What's the story? Like an expert chiming in saying it makes you healthier or anything?
Well, no, I mean, she just was wondering if most people did this because that's what her boyfriend seems to think. And I figured if we polled the room, only one person probably would.
But I don't think he does this. Do you eat your earwax?
No, I've never done that.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
It sounds gross. Like gross. When you read this story, I was like, this dude is disgusting.
Disgusting,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then it leads into my next story, because let's say that you are grossed out by your partner and you're trying to spark some magic. A marriage coach, Shelley Warren, shared a list of things that you can do to rekindle feelings from the beginning of your relationship, which is people try to capture the first date and the butterflies that they felt. And that's one of her first tips, is recreate your first date. Either go back to the exact location, or if that's not possible, then do some aspect of the date, like a similar food item or something that y'all did, just do it in a different place.
Well, then that means for me, I would take Caitlin to dinner and she would not think it was a date, that we were just hanging out. And I would think it was a date going, oh yeah, I'm doing great. So
and she did.
And then she, yeah. All right, what else?
Another hack is to surprise each other once a month. It can be something small, but the idea is just once a month, do something thoughtful to show that you're thinking of them.
Do you guys get flowers for your wives?
Not really. Not really? Flowers, no.
I'm telling you, I probably 3 or 4 times a month.
Wow.
Really?
What?
Is that overdoing it?
Once a week, you're giving flowers.
I mean, say 3 or 4, so I would say every week and a couple of days. Yes, I have a little relationship with the flower person at the place near my house. I'm telling you, it's such a small thing, but she would appreciate it so much. Okay. And it would be worth it, because your investment would be paid back way more than what you're putting in.
I mean, I did flowers on Valentine's Day.
That doesn't count.
Did you take them from here? Did you steal them from here?
No, I think I got them at the grocery store.
Great. But do that. Just do it randomly.
Yeah.
Well, I did. It was randomly on Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't randomly. All right.
You can surprise each other by sharing 10 things that first attracted you to them, and maybe even write them down so that they have it back to look at if they're ever having, you know, a bad day. Write and mail love letters. And then they'll start to get excited about checking
Pony
the mailbox.
Express, or what's that? What is that about?
Then they get lost.
No.
Never shows up.
It's romantic. And then lastly, brag on each other. Share with others what you love about your partner and make sure that they know it, which I feel like Bobby does a good job of that here. Always brags about Caitlin. Ashley McBride is sharing why she's still afraid to talk to Dolly Parton. Like, if she sees her, she turns around and goes the other direction. Because 10 years ago, she was new to Nashville and got an opportunity to house sit Dolly's place.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I'm sure just like different connections here or there. And this was a job for her and she needed the money. And she was hanging out with Dolly's niece, who decided to put bagel bites in the microwave in the actual box, and the microwave caught fire. And so she's like, I nearly.
Ashley McBride has nothing to do with that, Dolly. That's Dolly. That's your niece.
Well, Ashley still feels that she's responsible for it. After that, she lost her job, but Dolly did give her the microwave because she knew that Ashley was broke and didn't have one.
She lost her job because of that?
That's what she says.
Justice for McBride. Yeah. That's what I say. That's a funny story that she got to house sit Dolly Parton's house. That's crazy.
And it almost burned down. And then I guess when she panicked and like carried the microwave into another room, but there was a remodel happening and new wallpaper had just been put up.
Sounds like a sitcom.
And like smoke was coming out and it like ruined the wallpaper.
Yeah, it sounds like something like a 70s sitcom where Jack Tripper is trying to get the microwave out of the house and get a new one in.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A man, his dog, out for a hike in Tahoe National Park. You know what I mean? But they're in a remote area. When the guy falls over a cliff, boom, 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 falls 70 feet. He broke his hip and ribs, couldn't walk. Well, he pulls out his cell phone and he has a little bit of service and he calls, says, hey, I'm hurt. So they send out rescue crews. They can't find him. Luckily for him, Saul the dog goes running. Woof, woof.
Okay, we got it.
He's not in his head.
You have to keep going.
And they're like, what is this dog doing? And the dog's like, woof, woof,
yeah, okay, woof. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And Saul the dog leads him right to the owner, and they airlift him out of there.
Saul the dog found the people?
That's amazing.
Found the rescuers.
I think I'm more amazed that he had Saul.
Mm. Yeah.
At all.
No.
A bar or two.
Hold on. How does Saul know that these are the people here to save my dude?
I don't know.
And how does Saul know how does he know to leave his owner and be like, you know what? I'm going to go find someone. That is more amazing than the cell service.
Yeah.
How does Instagram know what kind of shoes I want today?
Ooh.
That's, you watch that documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. How does the internet work?
Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know.
How are we being heard right now?
Interesting. Yeah. I think it's great. It's great. And the dog really showed up for him, it sounds like.
Yeah, Saul, new name, Lassie 2.0.
Yeah, but I don't think people know who Lassie is, like young people. Well, right, don't you think?
They said, the sheriff's department said, it's a true Lassie moment.
Yeah, I must have been old.
it's an old man.
I think we're the last generation to understand what Lassie is. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.